questions he can't answer. You know, he has, he lives in Virginia and his mind's in the dirt.
The Yankee November 3 station, you still in there, babe? This is WA4D calling you out, you communist son of a bitch. This is WA4Dog calling you out.
Yeah.
for Democracy, setting up a radio posse to track down the Sandinista bastard. Gentlemen, I'm asking for your support as Americans, Americans only, to track down this Sandinista. We're starting a radio posse here during Vigilante Radio. It's time for you radio operators to stand up and be counted. Those of you that even know what we're doing in Central America, and I'm going to give you a chance to be men. I'm going to give you a chance to stand up and be counted. I'm going to give you a chance to stand up to a communist. Now come on in here. This is WA4.
Hey, boys.
You are now If you guys think you're men, if you think you've done something, if you want to stand up, come on in here. Let's go get this Sandinista son of a bitch and show him us, expose him to a dose of liberty.
You are the big player.
I'm going to expose this bastard to a dose of liberty, gentlemen.
You are clear.
Come on in here, gentlemen. WA for Democracy, Americans only. Some guy said democracy my foot with some greaser accent. Go ahead, buddy. Tell us all about it. Tell us why all of Latin America is run by totalitarian dictatorships of the left or the right. Tell us all about democracy, Latin America style, you greaser. What a bunch of fools. Any Americans that want to stand up on this Yankee November posse and be counted? The idea is, gentlemen, we're going to check in here. We're going to get ready. We're going to go out on patrol. We're going to fan up and down a band, baby, and we're going to track down this Yankee November and then report back to me, Commander Zero. That's right, gentlemen.
He sits in the middle of the window. What do y'all choose?
We're going to set up trip wires at 3790 and 3800. Claymore Mines, gentlemen. We're not going to take any crap off of these goddamn Sandinistas. Work their chops on the radio. And those of you that are real Americans, those of you for this country are welcome to check in and be a part of this and be proud to be a part of it. It'll be an honor to be associated with this net where we're going to track down a communist and work his goddamn chops. Those of you that want to step forward and be counted and be proud, come now. WA4 Dog. You'll continue to pursue it. I'll be standing by awaiting your return. This is WA4 Democracy.
WA4 Democracy. What's your role on this about the football team?
K2HFF's wife and let her have a good time. I understand she wants to be tied up and abused by a man. You had a man satisfy you. What do you think, boys? What do you think of that?
Okay, too, right there, Jeff.
you love it? I love it too, baby.
Yeah, it'll be a good time. We're going to call her and ask her when she had a man satisfier. Give it to her hard and dirty like a man should.
I'd like to give it to you, old buddy.
What do you think? I'm not your buddy, baby. I'm just a voice on your radio.
If I had you in front of me now, I'd show you where to go.
I don't want you to think it's out of your buddy. It is not a bad option. Since they're up to Queens and ham radio, maybe this is as good a time as any to talk about this.
That's the guy who explains us the HTLV, too.
What about being in drag? Everybody said something about being in drag now that we have some. Yeah, the frequency's in use. We had a Yankee November Sandinista son of a bitch in here earlier, but we ran his ass off, I'm sorry to say. I didn't want to run him off, but apparently all the rocks ran him off because he wasn't much of a man. He was a spineless Tommy. That's good, Duke. I guess you were looking for him. They scared that commie son of a bitch off. You know, these commies don't have any guts, Duke, as you have known by first-hand experience. You know, Duke, you did more for this country when you sit down to take a crap than most of these fools have ever done. Anybody that can get him to come down here will be promoted in the Dogs Liberty Corps.
Just stand by. Let me go see if he is in fact there. I'll let you know.
Tell him we're going to expose him to a dose of freedom and liberty down here, baby. We're going to strip the shield of oppression away from that freak and make him stand naked before us. Drop dead. The two here. We get that Yankee November in here and strip him down. I'll bet you a dollar that Tommy's got a small penis and he's suffering from that inferiority complex. What do you bet?
Do you really love this?
The greaser on the frequency, please clear off.
Greaser, you're going to proceed to put you to bed.
Unbelievable. I tell you what, it does piss me off to hear these American hams fall all over themselves to talk to this son of a bitch. You know what an East German is doing in Nicaragua. He's not down there living off the land to have a good time. What do you think he's doing down there? He's in the East German military, you fool. Leaving National Airport in Washington, D.C., and I saw this fox walking across there. Oh.
small legs. Yeah, she didn't have large breasts. She had small, firm, full breasts with luscious nipples.
Then she ran to a measurement plate with your
head. I saw her and I went, whoa, I'm gonna hit on that bed. So I went over to her and I think I'd been smoking a little dope and I was a little bit high. I was looking sharp, wearing sport coat, slacks, and on a pair of these crazy ostrich skin boots, baby. That always gets the girls wild. Boots. Anyway, I said, hi. I think I caught her before she was crossing out in front of Nashville. I said, hi. Just wanted to meet you. You're lovely. She turned and gave me this sexy little smile. I remember she's tall, long brown hair, beautiful woman. Anyway, I couldn't believe it. We exchanged numbers there, and boom, she was gone in like 5 minutes. I'm going, oh my God. Well, you know how it is after you meet somebody new, and you go, I wonder if I'm going to see her again. You know, and so, you know, you get kind of busy in your life. I didn't call her for about 3 days. One, you don't want to seem too eager. God, I wanted to call her that night. I wanted to go over there and lick that thing one time, you know?
Good Lord.
But I didn't. So anyway, it's WA4D, the amateur radio essential fantasy hour. At any rate, so I called her after about 3 days. And we talked for about a half an hour. She was married. Her husband was a marine biologist spending the summer at Cape Cod at some ocean research thing up there. AF1 Zulu, in fact. His wife used to work there. They're the people that had their underwater deal that went out and helped form the Titanic. Anyway,
that's amazing.
Yeah.
That means this bed.
Her name was Susan, by the way. About 30 years old, a wealthy family, had gone to a finishing school in college. I'm giving you the flavor of this thing, gentlemen. Oh, she had a twat that tasted like Mary's water. You know, I'm gonna give you the full flavor. Are we catching this, boys? You want me to continue? So, gentlemen, do I continue with this tale?
You cooking, you cooking?
Dirty when we did it nasty and some of the things she likes. So gentlemen, when I go to if you want me to continue, say nothing if you don't know. One and a two and a three.
Stories in Playboy
and a
in a pair of slacks and a totally see-through silk blouse. Must be a very expensive blouse and some gorgeous cologne. Diamond earrings and polished lipstick. Oh, girl, she's about 5'10", man, with those goddamn heels on, baby. She would.
Working class trash. Her husband wasn't a ham operator like most of these
talks on here. Anyway, she had a separate bedroom. She and the old man had separate bedrooms. She had a gorgeous bedroom with a four-post bed. Anyway, she took me upstairs to see her stereo system in her bedroom. It was gorgeous, and she had one of these noise acoustic switches, you know, where she'd snap her fingers and boom, the music came on. Anyway, she had a four-poster bed, had these four posts on it, WA4 dog on the sexual fantasy net, 75 meters. I want you boys to give me call signs now. The FCC might listen. Do you guys want me to continue this story?
Roger.
What do you mean, Roger? Roger, what kind of crap is that? I tell you what, boys, we've got sidetracked. I can really tell this, and I can express the total sensation of it all. I'm capable of bringing you along, bringing you higher, making you throb deeply. If only we could have a little more. Somebody saying something?
Yeah, I don't need you.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, gentlemen, we're going to pick this story up and I'm going to tell it in its totality tomorrow night.
Why do you shut up and go to bed?
I'm going to tell it in its totality tomorrow night, gentlemen.
Shut up, you go to bed.
Where she asked me to tie her up, boys. It was awesome. I'll tell you the whole thing later, baby. But needless to say, the dog explored the depths of a woman's vagina and came out a winner. I took her to heights she had known before, tantalizing. She exploded in an orgasmic revolution. At any rate, gentlemen, I'll be chatting with you boys a little later, okay? I'll be moving along. Those of you that want to hear the rest of the story, I just brought you up. We hadn't even begun the foreplay. We were drinking wine and smoking expensive dope. Get out of the what? Get the hell out of here, you asshole. I'll sit here all night. We don't believe in that DX crap.
Yeah, you done. He was about ready to leave.
That's right, baby. Get that guy's call sign. He's the one that's going to keep me on all night long. You guys can lynch him.
What an idiot.
These guys, these fools would sit up all night to scream and yell a bunch of meaningless numbers when they can sit here and listen to me talk about erotica. Now, man, I'm not going to go on with the story. It's obvious to me a guy like you is probably a reader of Popular Mechanics, and this is a little out of your league.
Oh, come on now, Michael. Give me a break.
Yeah, man, I'll pick this story up tomorrow. There's too many weirdos in here tonight. You're a weird. I mean, these guys are all afraid of talking about their sexuality. It's like something reserved for the bedroom only. Oh, man, this story is finished. I've lost the flow, baby.
You're lucky.